with it is Rosance into the front court. Howdy Shell, a baseline three ball. It's up and in. Devin Howdy Shell with five, and it's 31-13. The Overland lead is cut to 18.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we're online at WEOL.com. We're on your phone with the WEOL mobile app, and we've been streaming live on Facebook Live all night long. And if you've been watching on Facebook Live, as I mentioned Monday, you now know while Rob and I are on the radio, they're zooming out as far as they can. Great to have with us here at Wolfie's. I think this is his first Wolfie's appearance. We've had him on WEOL over the years many times, but he now makes a stop in Lorain County as a boys' high school basketball coach. Phil Argeno, who takes over the Brookside Cardinal program this year. Phil, great to see you again. Thanks for coming.
Hey, good to see you guys.
So the Brookside Cardinal job opens up, and you say, here's why I'm interested in that job. Here's what piques my interest. Tell our listeners.
Well, I've lived in Lorain County for 29 years and coached in other areas, but always tried to schedule Lorain County teams for numerous reasons. Good basketball, great coverage. You guys do a great job, and it's a lot of fun. And the Chronicle does a good job covering it. When you're playing all the Cleveland teams, sometimes all that stuff gets lost and the kids don't get the benefit of actually having a picture or radio coverage. So that's why I always covered them. So when this job opened up, I said, you know, I had taken a year off of coaching after seven consecutive at Lakewood and six or seven years at Lutheran West. And I said, you know, I'm going to go over and see if they are interested in an old guy trying to help some kids get better.
So what have you seen from the Brookside kids? You get a chance to meet them, maybe watch some film or video from last year. What is it that you see from these kids? You go, okay, I've got some pieces to work with here.
Well, we burned all the video from last year, and that will not ever be seen in public again. But we worked out during the summer, did the regular things between attending shootouts, workouts. But I'm impressed with the work ethic of the players. We started September 1st. With 6:30 in the morning workouts with four players, and then four additional players came in at 5. So we were working with a core group of kids that wanted to get better, and I was very, very encouraged by that.
Who are some of the key kids?
Well, we got a couple seniors. Tyler Alam started last year. Travis Fortney. Both these guys have really improved their shooting by putting in all that extra work. Our leading scorer back, it will be a junior, nice kid at Norm Ellis. You know, we're trying to, you know, between point guard, shooting guard, blah, blah, we have all these labels that we put on kids today. I just need five guys that can handle the ball, shoot it a little bit. Let me get five guys that can rebound. Oh, yeah, what's that word that begins with a D?
A little defense.
There you go. We need to pick that one up. We've got a couple kids coming up. I like a sophomore named Jacob Cole. He's got a 30-inch vertical jump. It's nice to see a kid go up, a 10th grader, and dunk at two hands. We have one young man, Manny McNeil, who played some last year, and this year he tried football, but he got a really severe concussion. So he's coming back slowly. But there's another kid, one dribble, two-hand dunk. So, unfortunately, you only get 2 points for a dunk. It's a nice play. I like to have kids that can do it. I couldn't do it myself. But I'm waiting for it to go to 8 points. And then we'll have something.
Phil, you mentioned a year off. What does that do for you?
Well, it sort of rejuvenated me. You know, I'd spent the last 2 years at Lakewood High School. We won the conference, which was the first time in 40 years, and then followed it up with 16 wins the next year. I felt it was time for me to take a break, but I really had a great assistant coach who had been with me 7 years, Alex Kamok. He's going to do an outstanding job there. And I just felt it was time for me to get out of his way. Otherwise, as a Lakewood alum and former player there, he would have ended up somewhere else. And he really wanted to be a hometown guy. So I sort of got out of his way, took the year off, and said, do I really want to do more or less? What's going on? And you know, when the Brookside thing happened, you know, I just came out of March, which is March Madness, And I said, you know, I'm going to get back at it if somebody is interested in me.
So you've had some stops along the way. So what's the challenge of that first year when you're coming in as the new guy, whether you were 30 years old or however you old are old now?
Well,
what's that challenge?
You know, I hear coaches talk about this all the time. You got to change the culture. I don't know what exactly that means. We're going to do it my way, if that's what changing the culture is. I expect kids to make a commitment. It's hard to win with part-time players, and I don't mean you can't play a second sport. But if basketball is the third on the list, if you don't put in extra time, if you're a football kid, and you don't shoot at least in the fall, you know, you're not even going to – if you take August, September, and October off, you're not even going to have a touch. It'll be January before you can make a layup. And we do have kids that play multiple sports between football and soccer. I've got a big kid, big, strong kid named Nate Brown. It's a junior football player. Two other guys at wide receivers came out, which I was really glad to see. These kids are pretty athletic. David Chambers, and he's a kid that gets in there and mixes it up. You know, one of the things I promote, a former teammate of mine in college was Pat Riley, and he's written a few books and had a little bit of success.
A little bit.
And he talks about having a warrior. And so one of the things I think we want to define is who is that warrior? Because he doesn't care what the score is. He doesn't care about anything except what do you want me to do, coach?
Yep.
And I'm going to go out there and bring it. So it's about identifying some of the young players that we have and helping them understand what teams that win do and what those roles are. And we're sort of feeling it out amongst both of us. They're learning about me. I'm learning about them.
Got about a minute left. Even though you've had several stops, you got to be excited about a new challenge. That has to bring a different energy to you.
Yeah, my wife thinks I'm nuts. But
does that have anything to do with coaching?
Not much. But
right.
She's ready for the season to start. She wants to get going. She really enjoys getting involved with the kids. You know, I think I've lost track. Maybe I've coached for 25 years or so. But, I'm rejuvenated by the energy that the kids want to be successful. And if I can help them direct that, I'm sure interested. Brookside's a great location for me. Starts from the superintendent, Mike Cook, who's a former college player, Brent Shrimp, another former college player, is the principal. Dick Kirschbaum is an athletic director that will do anything to help you to improve your program. So I like it. I like the people I'm working with. And recently, Brookside became, I think, in the state ratings academically, the second in the test scores behind Avon and ahead of Avon Lake. And I always like to be ahead of Avon Lake because I started coaching there in their late 70s. So I think they play football. We're trying to determine if that's a serious sport in Avon Lake or just maybe something they do to pass time.
On that note, always leave them laughing. That's a good thing, man. Hey, great to have you in Lorain County. I'm serious.
Good
we'll
to
have
be
fun
back.
Covering you guys.
Good to be back.
Thanks,
Thank
Phil.
You.
Phil Argento, he's the new head basketball coach at Brookside High School as he joins us here at Wolfie's. The Cardinal job, as Phil says, has rejuvenated him as he gets ready for the upcoming 16-17 season at Brookside. Quick timeout, more to come. I think we're going to double up on the next segment. I think we're going to have a couple of Pack coaches, Keystone and Wellington. That means Coach Holzhauer and Coach Gundert will be stopping by to pay us a visit. We thought we'd do two guys out of the Pack and two great rival schools. So stay with us on WEOL on your phone with the app. Great way to listen. And, Rob, you can also listen online
at WEOL.com.